Okay. So I told you when we started this that I was going to, I feel like I did like a little bit of a bait and switch. And so what you really came here for was what you just got from Steph and what you're going to get now. But you're going to hear themes. You're going to hear recurring themes again and again. Discipline, consistency, doing the work, right? We all have problems with that. I'm not up here telling you that I don't have problems with discipline and consistency, please, if you only knew. But the fact is that there's only a handful of ways to generate or create success for yourself, discipline and consistency. And at some point, what you put out almost doesn't matter if you're just starting. It's to have the discipline and the consistency to actually do it. So if the thought of, well, is this good enough and should I do it is stopping you, it's irrelevant. Have the discipline, have the consistency. That's all that matters, okay? So I'm going to teach you how to map your future. There's a lot of ways to make money. There's a lot of ways to create your future. But the first thing is you have to say to yourself, huh, what do I actually want my future to be like? Because every single one of us sitting in this room right now is sitting in this room because we want to create our future. We don't want to just settle. We don't want to go to work and wake up and go to soccer and hockey and do nothing and go to work and wake up and get a paycheck and go to work and wake up and have 2 weeks vacation. You have this thing in you. So you want to map your future. So what do you desire? And in the book, I apologize, it's not in the right order, but there's a sheet in the book, a worksheet that has, it's either 50 or 100, I can't remember right now, lines. I want you, we're giving you a lot of homework tonight, so I don't want you to do it tonight, but at some point before Sunday, at noon, I want you to tea, wine, coffee, whatever floats your boat, and sit down and say, what do I really desire? And forget about, oh, this is superficial, or someone will judge me, or who am I to have this, or whatever. Like, what do you really desire for your life? And make it tangible and write it down. Because it's probably a given that you desire more money. It's probably a given that you desire more freedom. It's probably a given that you desire more time. But, like, what about a personal chef? What about someone who comes and does your laundry? Right? Who has kids and does 5 loads of laundry every week? How amazing would that be? Right? Like, what do you really desire to have the life that you want? Forget about the fact that you might not be making the kind of money that you want to make to actually get it. It's irrelevant. Raise your frequency. Desire it. Write it down. So these are some of mine, and honestly, when I got on a roll of doing this, I actually opened up a Word doc, and I just wrote and wrote and wrote. The first, like, 15, 20 were really hard, and then I got really into it. To speak on Tony Robbins' stage, a personal shopper, a gardener and a snow shoveler, an organic garden filled with fruits and vegetables tended by someone else. I want nothing to do with it, but I want it in my backyard, right? I want not to be afraid to go ice skating because my kids are amazing and they just learned how to ice skate and I am not stepping foot on that ice. I want a yoga studio in my house with a private yoga teacher who's at my beck and call, like beck and call, because my schedule is crazy. I have 2 kids. So these are all the things that I desire and it was really fun to do it and I just let my mind go. And the reason that I'm starting with this is because you can't map your future if you don't know what your future is. I guarantee you a lot of these things will happen in my future because I'm going to make them happen because I desire them. And now I'm going to help you create the map to make the money so you can get it. Stephanie just did that with media, right? But you have to know what you want. Otherwise, it's just empty, okay? So how are you going to get there? That's the map. Okay, how are you going to get there? I want you to also, and it's not in your worksheet, but I want you to pick up, I want you to open a Word doc, or I like sort of pen and paper sometimes, and I want you to list all of the ways that you can generate revenue in your business. Every single thing, and again, I challenge you to come up with at least 25, 50 would be better. Even if it's 50 cents. For example, whoever buys AWeber, which is an email marketing platform, through my affiliate, I get 30 cents. It's not a big deal, except when there's 100 people doing it, or 1,000, it's 30 cents. It's on my list. I want you to write down all the ways that you can generate money in your business so that you can see that there's so many different opportunities. Now, that might become overwhelming for sure. I'm not telling you to go monetize all of them. I just want you to see the potential. I want you to see all of the different directions that you could take to get to your destination, which is your future. Okay? So seminars, workshops, supplements, direct sales, affiliate promotions, book sales, one-to-one clients, group programs, online programs, retreats, meal planning, cooking, VIP days, mastermind, paid speaking, subscription-based services, food, creating food, selling it, products, any kinds, test kits, grocery shopping. There's so many ways that we got, all of us could make money. So many. The best way to predict the future is to create it. So whether you fully, wholeheartedly, like from the gut of your belly, buy into the fact that you can create your future, there's plenty of examples that will be up here on the stage this weekend that are showing you living proof that is 100% possible to create your future. At the beginning of February, I was asked to go speak in a place called Sugarland, Texas. And it was the Functional Medicine Summit, and I was giving my now infamous hell no talk. And after I finished the talk, which happened to be after JJ Virgin's talk, I didn't know that I was going to be like walking on the stage as she was walking off the stage. I walked outside, and I was walking, and I was walking, and it was a beautiful day, and this is February, so it was such a reprieve from here. And I stopped for a second, and I was like, holy shit, I'm there. Because we're always so future-focused. When I get there, when I do this, when I do that, when I have the right blog post, when I have the right logo, when I have this, when I have that. All of you are sitting in this room. You're creating your future now. It's happening for you now. Again, put your hand up if you've already made a dollar in your business or more. Put your hand up. You're creating your future. You're not waiting to create your future. You are doing that now, right now. So this is the map. This is the goods. This is the financial freedom map. So before, when I asked you about your purpose, I asked you who you wanted to be a hero to. You have to go and find them. They're not coming to you. They don't know you exist yet. And even when they do, you still have to go and find them because that's your responsibility and your job. It's not their job. It's not the stranger's job to come and find you. They're lying awake at night in their bed crying because something hurts them or they have gout or they have inflammation or they have diabetes or whatever, and they go to the internet, and what do? They Google, and your name pops up, and they go on your website. And now, so Google was your traffic source, and they're on your website, and on your website you have some sort of lead capture. A lead capture is where you have a subscription box with your name and email that is tied to your email marketing platform. Okay? So you've taken a traffic source, a complete stranger, who happened to just Google nutritionist in Markham, because you pop up for that, because you do. If you have it on your Facebook page, if that's where you live, your Facebook page will pop up. Right? Because it's SEO to pop up. So you have a traffic source, and they go onto your website, and now they're on your email list. KLT. Know, like, trust. I didn't make this up, but I do it all the time. People have to know you and like you and trust you. People buy from friends. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it, right? Why are you doing that? Solve their problem. Put them through some sort of rapport-building sequence. Be yourself. How does it feel to you guys when you go into your doctor's office and they're all doctor-like and you just want to tell them your story? You want to explain to them why you're there and what happened last time you stubbed your toe and now it's infected and you want to tell them the story and they're like, what's wrong? What's the problem? Oh, here's how to fix it. Here's a prescription. When you write a clinical blog post or a clinical email that has none of you in it, you're playing that role. Who resonates with that? Nobody. Write like you're talking to your friends. Don't write like a clinician. It's boring. No one resonates with it. I get the question all the time, and maybe you're asking yourself this too. What's the difference between what I'm doing and the free stuff on the internet? Who's asked themselves that? You know what the difference is? The way that you tell the story. Same information. But it's boring to read it from a site like Livestrong because it's just cold, hard facts. There's no heart. There's no what I like to call the Kim Kardashian effect. Who in here likes Kim Kardashian? Put your hand up. It's okay, I love Kim. Now, who in here hates Kim Kardashian but knows almost all of the stuff that she does because you see it all the time? Put your hand up. Whether you like her or you don't like her, you still know about her. It's the Kim Kardashian effect. I love her. She's a very smart businesswoman. Very smart. No, like, trust. It's our job as the coaches, as the healers, as the practitioners to get the strangers to know who we are, to like us through getting to know our personalities, and to trust us. And one of the best ways that you can instill trust is by giving. Give to them first before you ever ask for anything. Give. Whether it's a video or an audio or an ebook or a complimentary consultation or a phone call or a text message or an offer or something. Give to them, let them get results. There will be no more objection. There will be no more, I don't know if I can afford that, because they trust you. They buy into you. They believe what you believe, right? They like you. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. You have to get them to buy into the why, right? Then, once you've put them through some sort of sequence, and it sounds contrived, and it is, we're businesses, we're a business, we have to plan in advance. No, like, trust, you're going to give them an offer, you're going to invite them to work with you. And this is the part where you all probably just went, oh my God, I have to actually sell something. Except that when it comes from a place of, I really want to help you, and here's how I can help you, I'd like to invite you to work with me. If it's not right for you, no worries. But I'm inviting you in to heal, and I can help you. And if you come from a place like that versus what I did before, please buy my stuff, please, I need the money, you forget the why, you forget the purpose, right? So you invite people into the conversation to work with you. Now, to sweeten the deal, to lessen the objection, you offer them bonuses. I personally am not a massive fan anymore of discounting services, especially if you're discounting you. It's different if it's maybe an automated program or a webinar or an online workshop, but when we're talking about you and your time, you and your time, your services should never be discounted, ever. I don't discount my, you know, if someone were to buy 12 sessions or 6 sessions, I'm not discounting it because they bought more. That's just me personally. I don't discount myself. But I will give them a bonus. Maybe I will give them a bottle of fish oil, or I will give them an extra session, for example. But the mentality of discounting, I just don't like. So, to sweeten the deal, to get them to say yes faster or with less objection, you want to make an offer to them that includes a bonus or bonuses and a guarantee. Now, it's obviously really hard to guarantee weight loss or, you know, less pain or stuff like that, but you can put commitments around the guarantee. So, for example, when I was seeing my clients, one of the guarantees I would always tell them is if you show up for every single one of your appointments without refunding, without rescheduling, and you come complete with your food journals filled in completely, and not just write like apple, right? You completely do it, and if you don't lose the weight that we say we're gonna lose, I will refund you the money. And I had no problem saying that because I knew that if they followed the plan, they would lose weight. And at the very least, they would feel better. And they would feel bad getting my refund because they feel better. See how that works? But I'm making them stick to the commitment. It wasn't an open-ended guarantee. There was a commitment there that they had to commit to in order to get the money back. I put the responsibility on them. It's not on me. It's on them. So we have the offer, we have the bonus, and we have the guarantee. At the bottom, you'll see squares. That's the content. That's what you're selling to them. That's the multiple ways that you could make money, okay? Now, there's a difference if you're gonna sell stuff totally online or if you're gonna sell stuff in an office. It's harder to sell stuff online because there's no physical touch point. The reason that we're all sitting in this room and the reason that one of the reasons that you guys came was because you wanted to have live interaction. It's something that we humans thrive off of. So as much as I'm all rah-rah for online business, I run my business online, I have all of you sitting here. So you can do both. It's a little bit harder to do it online because you don't have that personal interaction. You don't have the feeling, which is why it's easier to sell online short-term, low-price programs. Because people don't have much of an issue parting with $27 or $35 or $40 or $90 to try you, to get to know, trust, and like you. And then after they know, trust, and like you, it's much easier to get them to pay $500, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. Right? So at the bottom, short-term, low price, 90-day intensive, supplements, test kits, products, group programs, high-end VIP, and passive. It's going to be very hard for you to map your future, to succeed and by fulfilling your desires by only having one revenue stream. It's going to be really hard, especially if that one revenue stream is seeing clients one-to-one. Because there's just not enough hours in the day for you to be able to see as many clients as you want to make the kind of money I really hope that you want to make. So you need to have additional revenue streams going on in your business, working for you in the background while you do the things that you love to the people that you want to be a hero to. What are those additional revenue streams for you? Think about it, write it down. What are they? What could you do right now that will cost you nothing, that will take none of your time, that will make you money and help your clients? What is that? What are those for you? And now comes the question of overwhelm. Well, okay, so I do this, and then I have to do this, and then I have to do this, and there's 50 things that I need to focus on. Pick one, start there, then add. But the model sort of is a bit broken in the sense that we want to personalize, for sure, but personalizing is to our own detriment, to a degree. So we have to have other programs and services that we can have at our disposal to really help as many people as possible, because that's really our goal, is to help as many people as possible, but also unapologetically have an amazing life. And that's really hard to do when you're working with one-to-one clients because it's still trading dollars for hours. Do you get that? Yes? Okay. So these are the steps. This is it. This is what people pay me a lot of money for. This is what I paid a lot of money to learn. Lead magnet. This is the steps. This is the brain stuff. I'm going to get you back into your bodies in a minute. But these are the steps. Who does not know what a lead magnet is when I say lead magnet? Okay. A lead magnet is a free piece of content that is extremely valuable to someone that you want to work with. So for example, if someone does prenatal stuff, then a lead magnet for attracting prenatal moms would be potentially positions they could sleep in so that they're comfortable, and you could actually show different positions or supplements that they could take, or if you're into like essential oils to minimize whatever happens during birth. I don't even know if that would work, but you know what I'm saying. They haven't had their kid yet, so they won't know it doesn't work. But you know what I'm saying? It's a free piece of content that someone you want to be a hero to would find valuable, and what do they get out of it? On an aside, every time you create content, create it with the idea of what is the person I'm choosing to be a hero to? What do they get out of it? What do they get out of this picture? What do they get out of this quote? What do they get out of this blog post? What one thing, not 10, not 20, one thing, what do they get out of it? That is being of service. That is being of service. So lead magnet goes to a page where you can capture the email, and then there's a thank you page, okay? The email autoresponder sequence, that is when you have pre-written emails that get loaded that support your why, that support your offer, that get people to know, trust, and like you, that answer their questions, that is being of service, that is giving results in advance. You can have 5, you can have 10. I know people who have 6-month autoresponder series, right? There's no right or wrong. You have to try it and see if it works, because people are gonna go to your website or your Facebook page or whatever it is. You could have a Google Plus page. It doesn't even matter if you don't have a website. It doesn't even matter. You don't need one in this day and age. You can have Google Plus, you can have Facebook. You can go send people to your LinkedIn account. It doesn't matter. You just need to have something there that they can understand your why. They can buy into why you. Why are you the right person to help me? And that's done through a sales page. Okay? And then you have on the sales page an offer, whether the offer is contact me for a complimentary consultation, or I'm starting a workshop, or I'm having a group, or something like that. You need to actually say what you want them to do. It's called a call to action. You need to, in everything that you do, you need to say, hit reply and tell me this. Click here and let me know. Go here and subscribe. People don't read anymore, and if you don't make that call to action very large and very bold, people will miss it. And I've been on many websites, and I've done many website reviews where, and I'm reading it, and I'm reading it, and I'm reading it, even in your emails, if you're doing email newsletters and stuff, and you put at the bottom one line that says, call me for a consultation, and it's like after 750 words and 5 pictures, and it's like one line at the bottom. Right? Raise it up. Be proud. Be proud. Be like, I'm here to help you. This is what I do, and I'm here to help you. So make sure that your call to action is very clear. Then you have the delivery of the program. Doesn't matter what the program is, whether it's one-on-ones, whether it's a workshop, whether it's a cooking class, whether it's a retreat, it doesn't matter. You still need to deliver on what you promised. You can do it online, offline, or both. If you want to create more time freedom for yourself, do the work in advance. Even if you want an online or an offline business, it doesn't matter. There's still emails that need to be written that you can use week in and week out. For example, we all have the rescheduled clients. You should have a templated email that goes to clients who reschedule, just reminding them to reschedule or with your rescheduling policy. Think of all of the things that you've done at least twice for clients or will do for clients and template it. You should never do it a third time. It should be in a Word document or a Google Doc somewhere. If you do something more than 2 times, you need to automate it because then you're wasting your time. So thank you for purchasing, following up emails, weekly emails, referral emails, NSF, like if they're paying by credit card and their stuff bounces, those types of emails, haven't seen you in 6 months emails, all of that stuff. If you do anything more than twice, you need to screenshot it or do a video, you need to automate that. Even if the automation is opening up the Word doc, copying and pasting, You're not sitting there typing it out every time. So now you have people going through your program, right? You have people going through your program and they're happy. Some aren't so happy. Some people don't ever show up. It's fine. All of it is fine, okay? You have people going through your program, and now it's time to support them even further. And you're going to support them even further through those additional revenue streams that we talked about before. Supplements, test kits, books, food products, delivery products, teaming up with an organics delivery person and getting a commission for everyone you refer. There's lots of ways to support your clients. Don't think about it in terms of, or try not to think about it in terms of, I don't want to be pushy and I don't want to sell them anything more and they just paid money. You're doing them a disservice by not further supporting them. And when you can flip the switch and you can genuinely think about it like that, you won't have a problem to say, hey, you know what? This supplement, and this thing can really help you. How many of us refer favorite restaurants, nail salons, vacation places, stuff like that? How many of us be like, hey, I just went to this restaurant? You're doing it. You're being of service to somebody else. You're supporting your friends, your family. There's no difference between doing that and supporting your clients, okay? And another thing too, you're making it easier for them to comply. When you support them with additional revenue streams and you support them with things that are genuinely in their best interest, you are making their life easier and you're making it easier for them to comply. They get better results and they scream your name from the rooftops because you helped them. They don't think about it like, I can't believe she's selling me this again. They don't think about it like that. We just do. So you upsell them. It's called an upsell. You upsell them. Then you renew the client for a higher price program, right? So maybe they went through your Jumpstart or your 90-day intensive or your group program, and now they want to go deeper because they've done all this work with you. They've done all this preliminary work with you. And the best part is, and you know you have it, is to say, that's awesome. How can I continue? Right? And that's when you sell them the long-term high-price program because they're in it. They are in it. They want to work with you. And you package it up. You give it up. You ask them, say, would you like the standalone or would you like the package? Most people will take the package. Give them two choices. The package comes with the supplements and the test kits and the whole bit all over again. They want to make their lives easier. I don't know if you guys saw on my desired list, but I had everything that would make my life easier. I had a house cleaner. I had someone to do my laundry. I had someone to cook for me. I had someone to create my garden for me. I had a driver. I had every single service I could think of that I could pay someone else to do for me. A hair blower person who came and like blow-dried my hair 3 times a week. That was all on that list. Someone to come do my makeup for stuff like this because I hate it. Personal shopper. All of that stuff, right? To make my life easier. It's the same thing for your clients. They just want to make their lives easier. We're all too busy. So you're going to renew your client into a longer-term, higher-priced program using the same sequence, know, like, trust, the same thing. Give them an offer. Give them bonuses. Give them a guarantee. You're going to upsell the supporting materials in the same way. And then you're going to renew the client or get them, better yet, on some type of automated maintenance program. Someone just worked with you for 90 days, 12 weeks, 6 months, whatever it is. They want to continue with you. They want to continue with you. They want to work with you. Get them on some type of automated maintenance program, even if that's one check-in phone call a month for 6 months. Right? They want your service. They want your support. This is the how-to. I can talk to you guys all day about skills and tactics and all that stuff. It really boils down to this. Pick a program, work through these steps, don't create anything else until this is financially successful. Because having 7 things going on right now doesn't serve really anybody. So maybe you're thinking, oh my God, that's a lot. That's a lot. It's impossible. It's the end of the day, brain's full. what if it was just possible and not impossible? What if it became possible for you to pick an idea and stick with it and work it out and create your content until it was financially viable before you jumped ship and did something else? What if that was possible? How would that feel for you? How would that change things if it went from, oh my God, this is overwhelming and impossible, to, okay, I'm not really sure how I'm going to do it, but I believe it's possible. Because it is. We're up here. We're living proof. It's possible. You've all made money in your business. Well, not all of you, but the people who put their hand up. So it's possible. Pick a revenue stream and focus on it until it's financially successful. I've worked with enough, I've done this in my own business, and I've worked with enough health practitioners and businesses to know that having seven things going on and none of them making money is a really bad idea, because it makes you feel like crap. Makes you feel really bad about yourself because you're overwhelmed or disorganized. You have so many things going on and you have no time in the day to focus on any of them, and none of them are making money, and that's a bad feeling. So what if you just picked one? One. 10-day detox, 6-week program, 6-month coaching program, year body transformation, whatever it was. What if you just picked one and worked on that one until it became financially successful, and whatever that means to you, whatever that means to you, whether that's replace, you know, paying all your bills, giving yourself a salary, whatever that means to you. So, homework. Got a lot of homework today. I want you to create your own freedom app. I want you to pick one thing. I want you to pick one thing, and I want you to focus on it. When I graduated from nutrition school in 2006, and I, clinic and failures and the whole bit and wasting money, and if you go and you look on all of your payment receipts, it says positive lifestyles, nutrition, and wellness. If you try and Google that, it doesn't come up. It was my first company. It was my incorporated company that I still have, because before I knew finances and how you, it's very hard to sell assets from one company to another and it costs you money, so I'm sticking with it. But I created this company called Positive Lifestyles, Nutrition, and Wellness because that's what I thought I was going to do because I was a nutritionist. And then I walked into a weight loss program and I inherited the Zone rebranded as someone else's weight loss program, which I then totally revamped and is now called Wow Weight Loss. And from 2007 until today, I had only ever one program. And I had, you know, small detoxes here and there, but I really only ever had one program. And I had groups and I had one-on-ones, and some people in the audience, they've ran groups and they've done webinars with one program. One program. Because it was financially successful. Why would I bother? And from there, we sold supplements and we had workshops with one program. So it's possible. It's possible to take a foundational program that you pour your entire heart into and make that very, very successful by adding in other revenue streams to support that one program, where you don't have to have 15 different things going on to try and serve 15 different people. One. So what I want you to do tonight or tomorrow is I just want you to think about, what is your one thing that you're going to focus on until it's financially successful? The 10-day detox, the workshop, the personal training sessions, the functional medicine stuff, the digestion, the candida, it doesn't matter. Your cookbook, I don't care what it is. It really doesn't matter what it is. It deserves your time, energy, and focus until it's financially successful. Then you can start something else. Okay? I want to just do some questions because I feel like it was a bit of a heavy day and this was a bit heavy. So we have, is that my last slide? I think it is, right? Yeah. So we have time for some questions. I have about 5 or 7 minutes. Does anybody have questions? If you do, can you just come to the mic? There's a mic there and I'll give you this mic. You're all like done, eh? No questions.